This is the local VK5 news segment, and from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club.
Good morning, everyone. This is Alan, VK5 Mike Alpha Kilo, with a few notes from the Elizabeth Amateur Radio Club. On Wednesday last, the Tech Night presentation was changed at the last minute due to the absence of Ian VK5ZD because of work-related duties. David VK5KK stepped in to the void and gave an interesting presentation on 122 GHz microwave transmissions and its idiosyncrasies, on screen demonstrations and actual devices. He presented the mind-blowing flip chip, which is one-third the length of a flea, with the advice, don't breathe on it too hard or you will lose it as you try to attach it to a PCB. Thank you and well done, David. We will reschedule Ian's presentation later, at a later date to be advised. The Science Alive preparations are just about ready, thanks to John VK5NI. Paul VK5AOS and myself went to the Science Alive briefing on Wednesday last on behalf of John VK5NI and reported back to him on all the relevant details. The event begins with setup on 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Thursday the 2nd of August. The event admissions, hours and dates are 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Friday 3rd of August, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Saturday the 4th and Sunday the 5th of August. Move out 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday night the 5th of August, and those who are registered to assist for the event duration are to coordinate with John VK5NI. We hope to see you, visitors, during the weekend. The next general meeting will be on Wednesday, August the 1st. Graham VK5WX will give a short talk on the Parkes Observatory during the evening. Work on the beacons and repeaters is ongoing, subject to weather conditions, further reports as they come to hand. The club meets on the first and third Wednesdays of each month at the Grove venue, Burdett Street, Elizabeth Grove, 7:30 p.m. for an 8 p.m. start. Visitors and potential most welcome. See you there, 73, Alan, VK5, Mike Alpha Kilo.
And now let's hear from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, this is Phil, VK5SRP, with news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. At last Thursday's general meeting, I called for volunteers to carry out two important tasks. The first of these was a call for members to organise a JOTA weekend on the 19th to the 21st of October 2018. The event runs from Friday to Sunday evening, but we do not have to use all that time. It can be a one-day event. We've been approached by the Girl Guides to run this event at our shack. The second call for a volunteer was for someone to take over writing the AHARS notes for the amateur radio newsletter from Christine, who's doing this task for many years. This involves taking notes during the meeting or using the secretary's notes and taking some photos. The text file and the accompanying photos are then sent to the WIA for inclusion in amateur radio. Now that AR is published 6 times a year, the deadlines are not as tight as they were for Christine. Thanks for a great effort over the years, Christine. If you are prepared to help out AHARS with these important functions, please send me an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au. The next lunch at the Blackwood RSL will be on the 27th of July, and then on the 10th of August we'll have another one. The next social morning at the shack will be on the 11th of August. AHARS shack is situated in Hannaford Road, Blackwood, directly behind Hungry Jack's. Social gatherings at the shack are held on the second Saturday in the month, and technical sessions are held on the 4th Saturday. The technical session for the 28th of July will be about power supplies and power connectors, particularly with emphasis on ham radio. We may even talk about the important subject of earthing your equipment in your shack. The monthly meetings are held on the 3rd Thursday of every month at the Blackwood Community Centre, 4 Young Street, Blackwood. The general meeting on the 16th of August will be by Wayne, VK5APN, and this will be about Earth-Moon-Earth communications. Looking still further ahead, the September general meeting will learn about the history of the Mount Lofty beacons presented by Colin and Mark. The next show and tell will be on Thursday the 18th of October, so you've still got a bit of time to finish another UFO. Every Monday night at 8 p.m. South Australian local time, the weekly club net is held on the VK5 RAD repeater, 147 MHz with a minus 600 kHz offset. All licensed amateurs are welcome. Gary, VK5OR, is looking for another volunteer to join the small band of fellows who conduct the callback after the VK5 RAD Sunday morning broadcast. One of their number has had to retire due to ill health. This person needs to be able to transmit and receive on 2 metres into the VK5 RAD repeater from their QTH. The new member would be one of 7 on the callback roster and would only be required 6 or 7 times a year to undertake the callback. The callback is averaging around 50 to 60 stations, and the whole process is wrapped up in about 15 minutes. At the conclusion of the 2-metre broadcast on Sunday morning, the person conducting the callback asks the listeners to call in, and then they log the calls and verify them. At the conclusion of the callback, they then send an email to the WIA with the numbers recorded. If you can help with this process, please email me and I will pass that on to Gary. If you wish to contact me, you can send an email to vk5srp@wia.org.au or catch up with me at the next general meeting or a shack morning. That's all for this week, 73.
And let's hear from the Southeast Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK58CF, with the weekly update from the Southeast Radio Group. Attendances at our meetings and on the callbacks following the WIA and local VK5 news segments have been a bit light on recently. I suddenly worked out why. A number of our members are sitting in the sun whilst wearing shorts and thongs in places well to the north of us here in cold, wet and bloody freezing Mount Gambier. These pathetic individuals find it necessary to migrate to the northern states when the going gets a bit tough, leaving us more hardy and adventurous souls to handle the conditions here as best we can. We also have a couple of members who are, unfortunately, not enjoying the best of health at the moment, and we extend our best wishes to them. It's a bit hard to get motivated to venture out on these wet, cold and generally miserable evenings to attend meetings, and I would probably stay at home if I could as well. It's my own fault though, as I volunteered for the position of secretary and no one forced me into it. Maybe I'll be ousted at the AGM in August. We will have to wait and see. This year seems to have flashed past in near record time, which probably means that I'm a year older and take longer to get things done. We still seem to have a bit of a backlog of projects that need completing, so we may have to stir the pot a bit to get things happening. We have had some very stimulating presentations at recent activity nights, and hopefully we'll be able to continue this trend because some of our members have recently attended GIPSTEC and or completed quite challenging radio installations in vehicles, all of which will be of interest to our membership at large. As you can no doubt tell, I'm struggling to find topics again this week, and therefore I'll call it good rather than boring you all to death. As always,